Now, I try to be honest with you, but all the crap that's happening behind the scenes here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, you need to listen to the entire show. If you don't, subscribe to our podcast. Just search for Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. I don't know if I'm going to get Pork Chop to admit this stuff later, but it's going to be a good show.
No.
It is going to be a good show.
Stop.
You all right over there?
I'm all right.
All right.
He's blushing.
Am I telling the truth or am I embellishing?
No, it's going to be a good show. Oh my gosh, Pork Chop's face is so red.
Turning into a tomato over here.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Do you not think it's going to be a good show?
No, of course it's every show is a great show.
Well, I don't know about every show. I mean, every day is a good day. But all right, hey, let's get into it. We need to learn. It's time for your Friday fun facts.
You're going to learn today.
All right, so this is interesting. A groom's best man was initially supposed to serve as an accomplice in case the bride needed to be kidnapped from disapproving parents. So, like, mom and dad are like, you'll never marry him. But mom and dad, I love him. The best man be like, yo, come here, trick. We got this. And he would steal the girl away so they could get married. I like me some Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper.
I also like me some of the knockoff versions, you know what I mean? Like Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo when Coke started selling in 1972, but Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement, so they changed the name to Dr. Pibb. Well, Dr. Pepper didn't like that, so they sued again, and it became Mr. Pibb. Well, now it's known as Pibb Extra.
I didn't even know that they changed it from Mr. Pibb.
Why couldn't they go with, like, Nurse Pibb? You know what I mean? Or something like that? Or, like,
Mrs. Pibb.
Well, come on. Now, we're not going to name a drink after a lady. I mean, you don't say it.
Oh, about you are terrible.
Okay. All right, some more Friday fun facts coming into your ear and your brain. A bee. Actually, Pork Chop almost died, according to himself this week, by getting stung by a sweat bee. So, a bee would only need 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world.
Ugh. I hate bees.
Why? They do so...
I don't care about honey.
Bees I agree,
Liv. Do so much for the environment. You have no idea. They are an endangered species. If they die off, do you know how hard life would be for... It will affect so many species. It'll affect humans.
Listen to the example
bees
she's
are
listing.
Dying off. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. Like, seriously, bees are so important to our environment.
Yeah, well, my bee sting still itches.
I think you'll survive. Okay?
I don't know if that's what the actual itching is from. That might have been something else that happened to you. Okay, this is a fun fact for you. Washington is the only state named after a president.
Oh,
you would have thought there'd be more states named after a president, but apparently we didn't have a president named Alaska. So
I always wonder how states got their names, because think of them, like Indiana, like
probably
Kentucky,
maybe from India.
Like Dakota, like where did all of these come from? It's just so random. It's just like a bunch of letters smushed together.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have the answer to that. Don't make me go that deep on
a fun
fact. It's okay. Okay, continuing on with the presidential thing. I like this and I almost don't believe it, but I saw multiple sources saying this is true. The tradition of presidents wearing an American flag pin, you know, they usually have that on like their shirt or whatever, started because of Robert Redford, a movie he had from 1972 called The Candidate. He wore one in the movie, and I guess President Nixon's chief of staff saw the movie and had the real President Nixon start wearing one, and then every president since then has been doing that. I need to go back and look more into that, but 2 different sources I was looking online said that's true.
I was going to guess that it started with Eisenhower, so I was really close.
Robert Redford was super hot.
Oh, well,
super hot for an old-timey person.
I don't know if that's necessarily a fun fact. It's more like a fun opinion.
I'm sure that's probably had something to do with it. Like, oh, look at this handsome stand-up guy that everyone's in love with. Let's take after something that he does.
You okay over there?
I just think that's how my brain works. That's, you know, that's
how
in my mind it came to be.
You guys are really frisky this morning, both of you. And a final Friday fun fact, duffel bags are named after a town in Belgium called Duffel.
That's so funny.
Yep, that's where the fabric of the bags originally came from. So duffel bags come from Duffel, Belgium.
Wow. There's nothing like a good duffel bag.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something you can tell your friends and family about that you learned today. That's your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.